Interior. Architecture. We enter the main body of the temple, which is divided into three naves by pillars through the narex in the western part and three archways. The aisles are much narrower than the central nave, but thanks to good lighting, they do not seem to be excluded from the common space. The interior of the temple features a striking verticality. Unfortunately, the thin pillars with a cross-section to support the high vaults lost their former beauty when in the 19th century they were thickened to strengthen them. The floor was made of slabs laid down on a layer of lime-based mixture. The floor level was later significantly raised. In addition, in the dome space, a monumental elevated platform of stone, a solea appeared. All of this has greatly changed the interior of the temple. However, its basic elements as well as a sense of authenticity has been preserved. The architect of St. George's Cathedral managed to implement the fundamental principle of the Byzantine architecture, which could be formulated as an all-embracing verticality. The walls, pillars, and arches look like parts of a single and rather massive shell. The line of vision is always reversible, from the floor to the arches and vaults, and then downwards again. Nowhere do horizontal elements interfere with vertical forms. A stone spiral staircase leads to the choir loft that is as high as that in the Cathedral of St. Sophia. Its middle part faces the main nave, while the northern and southern parts are not so well seen. In the walls of the stair tower, there are deep niches where monks could speak to God. There is a lot of graffiti scratched into the plastered walls. On such engravings, published at the beginning of the 20th century, tells us the cathedral was visited by Prince Mstislav. At a higher level, in the dome of the stair tower, there is a prayer room. This is the first surviving example of a side chapel.